Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can do all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Hey, man, it's Sunday. We got through another week, about to start another week, and I'm feeling good about it, man. So listen, man, I need y'all to hit the like button. If this is your first time watching, you're probably wondering, why do I need to watch this cornball with the sunglasses on? But I'm here to tell you right now, this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the most haters, the most entertaining, the funniest fitness podcast out. We not like these other fitness podcasts. We keep it a buck here. We keep it 100. We don't support none of that.
Big back activity.
We don't support no big back activity. They gonna tell you a lot of bad things about this fitness podcast. They gonna say that we fat shaming over here. If that's what you want to call it that. They gonna say we misogynistic. If that's what you want to call it that. You could call it that, but all I see is facts. You know what I'm saying? So listen, man, we got a packed episode for y'all today, and y'all gonna enjoy it, man. So sit back, relax, get you a cup, get you some water, get you a cup of coffee, get you sparkling water, whatever it is that you drink at night, and let's get this episode started, man. So look, we're gonna get in these comments. And then we do have a guest today. I'm going to bring the guest on briefly. We're going to get to it. Marsha, what's going on? She said she can't wait. Wicked Scorpion, big back fat attack. That's crazy. You starting the episode off with the fire. I love it. It's going to be a lot of fire today. I'm telling you that. Let's pray to the diabetes away. Coach Poe Fitness, I don't know if it worked like that, champ. They always want to pray. Where am I joining at? They always want to pray, but they don't want to get their big back ass in the gym. But they think a prayer is going to get that back off of them. It don't work like that. live fit from Gang Gang, C. Marty Fit. Let's get it. What up, Lotus? Cassenta Palmer. What's good, Cassenta? The Palmer's in the building. Just coming back from the gym. Let's go. Let's get it. Jennifer, what up? Big Spider in the building. If you're starting a podcast during the Bamanders game, don't watch the podcast. Yeah, they could get out of here with that shit. We're not watching the Bamanders today. It's like, I like the Commanders. I love guests. Let's get it, man. So we got a guest. I don't know. I got anybody from North Carolina on this joint? I don't know. But anyway, straight from North Carolina with Rise and Rise Academy. Shout out to my dog, Kobe. Welcome to the show, brother. What's going on, man?
You dig. What's going on, y'all? What's going on, man, my man?
We ain't here, man. You know, Kobe's a fellow trainer on the gram. You know what I'm saying? He be showing big love. I've been on his show a couple times. Yeah. He keeps it 100. He belongs here. He's part of the source. Bro. So, yeah.
Sir, we got to keep it 100, man. All day, yes, every sir. Day, bro.
Yes, sir. And then Seth said, I'm here. You know it's about to be more ratchet than it needs to be. Let's make it more ratchet than it needs to be, and let's get this episode started.
That's good, too.
All right, man. We're going to start off with y'all favorite We're going to start off with our favorite plus size influencer, Samira. I don't know if, hey, Kobe, I don't know if you know Samira. Nah, Samira.
I heard that name before.
Well, you about to see her video right now. So,
oh, man.
So she goes around the different stores complaining that there's not enough plus size stuff in there. So we're going to talk about it. So let's check her out real quick. She makes great content.
So oh, it's about to go down.
It's about to go down. We about to get it started, man. Let me pull her video up, and we're going to get to it. 1 second while I find it. Here we go. Let's get it.
Pulled at the Burbank location, that this location had the curve in store. Oh, where is it, though? Okay.
Oh, so it's literally like a rack. Please.
So basically, she's mad that the store has one rack of plus size clothing. And you know that's not the main the main income of the business.
Nope.
That's not the main customer base of the business.
Nope.
So she wants them to cater to the plus size people.
Oh yeah, nah. That's not how it works. I gotta take the glasses off for this. First of all,
taking my note too.
Yeah. Of course it's gonna be one small rack. That's what it's supposed to be, a small group of people.
Exactly.
What y'all think it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on. Let's finish the video.
No, like the way I'm screaming, it's literally just jeans and t-shirts. One rack is crazy. I got to go.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Bruh. Listen, man.
Bruh.
You gotta understand. Let me take this video down. You got to understand that. When we're doing this, man, listen, if I'm the head of the company, right, most of my income is going to be most of my sales are going to be freaking small, medium, and large at the most part. And I got clothing. I know it's not like a big clothing company, but I sell clothes. 2X, 3X, that shit don't happen.
Nah.
Most people don't walk around at 300 pounds, 400 pounds. So people got to wake up and understand that's not part of the game. And we so big back as a country right now.
Big back activity.
That people don't even realize this shit is not normal, bro. This is not how it's supposed to be.
Man, we was having a conversation today about this, man, about how the community and society already has this persona that says, like, you know, if you're at a certain size, that's normal. And I'm like, if you're a normal weight, if you about, let's say, a woman 5'6", let's say you about 150, something like that, they will call you skinny. Like, you are sick. Something wrong with you.
That shit crazy.
And it's crazy. It's wicked, you know, and that's that evil stuff going on. So, you know, I like what you're doing. Like I said, you the king, man, because it's calling out this BS. You know, we got to call it out. We have to balance everything out because this is nuts. You're not going to go into a store and get this. You're not going to get a bunch of overweight stuff. Of course, it's going to be a T-shirt.
Come on,
what you think you're supposed to fit in a two-piece?
Come on, man. Not to mention most of these brands.
<gonna break.
laughs> Most of these brands are for the white people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hey,
come on, man.
Come on. Oh, we going there on Sunday. Let's go.
Keep it 100, bro. Most of these brands are for the white people, so they're going to cater to them because they putting the money in their pockets. We're going to watch it one more time. Then we got another video of her reacting to somebody reacting to her.
I bet.
Told at the Burbank location that this location had the curve in store. Oh, where is it though?
Look, she's about to talk about one rack.
So it's literally like a rack. Please.
Yes, it's one rack. No. Yes, it's one rack. Big back.
Big back activity.
Like the way I'm screaming, it's literally just jeans and t-shirts.
One rack is crazy. I gotta go.
She talking about it's just jeans and t-shirts. What she want, a one piece?
Exactly right. Like,
what she want, a two piece?
That. Nope.
She want a big back bodysuit?
Nope.
Don't even make bodysuits that size.
Nope.
That's a whale suit.
Right.
Nope.
It's a whale.
Walrus suit.
Nope.
Elephant suit.
Nope.
Rhinoceros suit.
Nope.
Rhinoceros. Hey.
Snorlax suit.
Nope.
It don't work that.
That's wild.
This shit crazy. Get her big back ass off the screen, man.
That's crazy, man. And you know what's crazy? I actually remember seeing a clip about that. I didn't even know if it was like a real thing. I thought somebody was just joking, but apparently she's serious.
This was bad about it. She's a Harvard graduate, so she's not a dumb girl, bruh. So she knows exactly what she's doing, and I'm sure she's making a good bag off of this shit. So,
wow,
it's crazy, man.
This is society right here, you know. And
that's crazy.
And I see the comment, they can't think of one plus size store. I think it's only one plus size store that I can think of. I think it's Lane Bryant or something like that.
Big and Tall?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm fucking with you.
That's the only one I know because it ain't supposed to be a lot of stores like that. You dig?
And that's the point right there. So, yeah, exactly. You get one rack. Man, this shit crazy, man.
If they can't fit the size, man, you know, that's how you know you need to be in the gym.
My fault.
Oh, yeah, you good.
My fault. I ain't mean to press that. I didn't know you was still talking. Go ahead. Get your point out, man.
Hey, nah, that's a gym, though, for real. Because if you go into the stores, you're looking for clothes, and you can't fit none of the clothes, that might be a good sign that you probably need to go to the gym. You probably need to change your diet. You're doing something wrong. Because if these are the size of the majority, and if you're not in the majority, you probably need to get in where you fit in. You dig? And get your sizes right.
And the gym membership probably cost less than the clothes that you try to buy. So you got no excuse, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. So hey, let's keep it going, man. Like I said, we killing y'all today. Jennifer said, I love the guest. Well, Kobe gonna be a good guest, Jennifer.
Shout out.
I'm here. Oh, I read that already. She said, oh Lord, good grief. Oh Lord, her again shaking my head. She's something else.
That's
better
wild.
Lose some weight to be able to wear more clothes. Absolutely.
Shout out.
Girlfriend in the wrong store. I can't think of one plus size store. That's what Kobe was just talking about. Facts. She needs a Soulja Boy outfit from Crank That Video.
Oh man. Them big baggy joints. The 4X white tees.
She need the garbage bag suit. The boxers be wearing a 5X joint.
In a real way.
Up here in Canada, we have Penningtons just for bigger people. All right, Marsha, I'm going to ask my Canadian folks if they got Penningtons by them. Right. If she don't go to Shane and stop playing at people's face. Do Shane have big back clothes? What up, Joe?
That's wild.
They hired another big back in the department where I work. Now we have a 200-ish and now 300-ish pound people. And we on the second floor where you have to take the stairs. Good for they big back ass.
There you go, right.
They big back need to get big back active.
Come on. Take them She's stairs. Good Lord. 200, 300 pounds is crazy on the second floor.
As a woman, man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
As a woman, that's crazy. I don't care. Call that me whatever is, you
man.
Want.
That's NFL size, man. Look, you 5'8", 300. We thinking you you lineman. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's crazy.
She's a Harvard graduate, so she about to be one of those why don't men want me for my accomplishments, but this is a fitness podcast.
Come on, Seth. I'm rocking with you.
Yeah, nah, Seth be speaking facts. Seth be trying to get me canceled too.
I see.
Fat women not liking fat men is fat phobia.
Yo. That's crazy.
That's
a good post though. Real talk. You know how many posts they do? Like, it's about, didn't you do content about that where the woman was like, I want a fit man, but she ain't nowhere near fit.
Look, don't worry. We talking about it today. I need to make a post about that. There are no signs to change or you are a perpetual victim. Shorty, stay in the lane, Bryant.
Yeah.
That glad bag Missy Elliott was wearing in his super duper fly.
Hey, that's a classic video.
I'm telling you, what up, SAG? Seth, hot out the park. I'm a center at Seth Williams jersey. Y'all crazy, man. Hey, let's keep this podcast going. All right, we got another.
I love y'all in the comments, man. Chat going crazy.
We got another video from Samira. Basically, my guy, Alan Roberts, was reacting to her. She saw it and posted it on her page. So we gonna watch her reaction because she can't even say shit about what he was saying. He was cooking her big back ass, and so let's check out her salty ass. let me find the video, man. Can't find the joint. Hold up. Here you go.
We're gonna talk about big fat and entitled. The Samira Cambriel story. She is one of these very huge, enormous, fat women. She's huge. She's one of these people like...
And real quick, her caption says, fat phobia is sustained by misogyny, especially misogynoir. I don't even know what misogynoir means, but we keep throwing all these labels and all these crazy ass words on it, man.
Yeah, so y'all pay attention, for sure.
So, we're going to continue the video, but as she's watching, I don't want to go through the comments, But she pretty much, she just puts the video on, doesn't say shit, and lets her fans and followers just go in the comments and be like, we hate men.
Oh my God.
We hate fit people. We hate white people. We hate, and they just going on a tangent, bro. So this is her response. She can't even respond with actual facts to back up her big backness.
Big back activity.
I'm not surprised.
You guys need to conform everything to me. I'm all sizes. We shouldn't have women that are 4X. You know where a woman that was 4X used to work at? The circus. The concept is that people are human sized, not livestock sized or appliance sized like you are. She's like a deep freezer, a freezer chest. XXL is already very big for a woman. This woman claims she's 4X, so she is expecting Target to carry 4X. So you can just walk in and grab anything you want off the shelf in your size. I'm just going to say the shit that everybody's thinking because that's my job apparently in society. If you had a clothing line, would you want her sporting it? Would you want her advertising it? I wouldn't. She's an objectively horrible person in her attitude and in her intellect. She thinks that she can say, I went to Harvard, and that means she's smart. She has no fucking concept of what actual intelligence, critical thinking, and logic is. You should have learned how to be a loser if you were going to become one.
Shout out to Alan Roberts.
He dead on, man.
He ain't say one lie.
He told the truth. I mean, he spoke to truth. Listen, you, just because you graduated from Harvard, I mean, what is that supposed to give you? Some type of credibility? You lying to these people.
Listen, man, we all know somebody with an Ivy League degree or private school degree, they dumb as rocks.
Nope.
That's real. You can't make no excuse for not taking care of yourself and being a detriment to your own body like that. You feel me? And she drinking some big bag coffee while she listen.
And here's the crazy part. She making Harvard look bad. Harvard's supposed to be one of the top. And you out here looking like this? Come on, man. This is not Harvard's mascot. You should know better than that now.
Man, I'm telling you.
Come on, y'all.
Old time. I got Alan. I was on his show. I'm going to have Alan on here soon. That's the dude that was just cooking her ass.
Oh,
I'm going to bring him on here soon. That shit going to go crazy.
Oh, I'm going to tune into that one. I'm going to tune into that.
But yeah, man, we're cooked. We're literally cooked, man. So enough of her. We're gonna get through these comments. We're gonna keep the podcast going. But I had to start the show off with some fire. So you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And we killing y'all on this episode. They going crazy in the comments.
I did not know she was like this, bro. I seen like just one couple kids. Like I said, I thought it was fake, but after looking at this,
she dead ass, bro.
We got a lot of work to do.
We got, especially, and you see what race she is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We had a whole show about that.
We had a whole show about that. Facts. These comments, what's up, Portia? These comments are wild. I feel like God is side-eyeing me just for laughing.
He laughing,
God
too.
God laughing with us. Let the laughs out. Like I told Kobe the other day. It wasn't no big back Israelites, so go ahead and laugh.
That's a fact. Look, God told us we got to be
laughing too.
For real. He like, y'all cook him. He like, hey, Chris, hey, Kobe, cook him. Let him know.
Let him cook.
We got you, Lord. We your soul.
Livestock. Exactly. I never seen a 4X shirt at Target in my life, and I go to Target a lot. Me neither.
That's facts.
I love Alan. He hilarious how he cooks them. I follow him. Yeah, Jennifer, I don't know if you saw the episode with me and Alan. That joint was crazy. I was on there going crazy. But type in C. Marty Fit, Alan Roberts. You'll probably find it. I think the largest size for a men's shirt, like 2X. That's a good point. You ever seen a 4X shirt in a regular store, Kobe?
Not in a regular store. Mm-mm. That's a real good point. I want to know how high it goes for the men and the women to see what the sizes are. That's crazy. That's a good thing to look up.
That's a great case study. Content coming soon. I'm going to the mall next weekend.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I got to tune into that one.
We going to the mall next weekend. Another spicy, bald white man. Hey, yo. Appliance took me clean out. I went from 24 to 2. What's up, Cassandra? Oh, I already said what's up, Cassandra. 24 to size 2 because I got tired of not being able to find my size in stores. Girl, shut up. Hold up.
We do not care.
We don't care about your big back ass.
That's great.
Black fat phobia is rooted in racism. Oh, I got you.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
I got a button for everything, Kobe.
You got buttons all in.
I got a button for everything, Kobe. How she let Mr. Clean rookie strike head ass cooker? Hey, Mr. Clean be going crazy, dog.
He definitely did.
Going to a bunch of stores and never finding your size is diabolical and should be a wake-up call. What's up, Kamaria? Kamaria speaking facts, because that's ridiculous. Alan telling like it is, so does Chikara Transformations. I got to check that out. I haven't seen Chikara Transformations yet. Harvard about to send her big ass a cease and desist. Stop telling people you went here.
Right. They embarrassed. Nope. She need to be eating this right here. Big bowl.
And drinking some water. You know what I'm saying? She claimed Harvard and Harvard don't claim her.
That's a sign, y'all, right there.
Man, I'm telling you, dog. Misogynoir is hate. Oh, Lord. It's hatred against black women. It sprang up around the time Beyonce put out Lemonade. Yeah, see, get they ass out of here with that shit, bro. We don't have time for that.
Strike three, you're out.
Hey, look, black women, we love y'all to death, but y'all got to cut this shit out. It's 2025. All right?
Come
listen,
on,
y'all, we got to keep it real with y'all like we keep it real with everybody else. And this is what they tell me, Kobe. This is what they say to me, bro. They say, we don't see white men talk about their plus-size women like that. Do y'all know any white men?
They do.
Do y'all know any white people? Because they have less tolerance than black men do.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Are y'all freaking kidding me?
I went to a white school, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
They
was not letting it be. They going to let you know. Shorty, get on the treadmill. Like, man, back then. So if y'all heard the stuff back then, now, y'all would call it all types of names in the book.
I'm telling you.
Normal.
Yeah. Normal. And I went to white schools and black schools. I'm telling you, black men way more tolerant of that shit.
Oh,
I promise
you. We probably tolerant of any race.
Yeah, I ain't going to even get into it, but black men are the most tolerant by far. It's not even close. 4X being Ross. Man,
what's going on, Khalid?
Yeah, we're going to keep this episode going. We killing y'all, man. What we got next? We got BBWs. Oh man, black folks.
You know, black people.
No.
And listen, we can't even get mad at black men for this one, Kobe, because it's a lesbian couple.
Oh,
we're going to see this. We're going to see this madness. Hold on. We're going to see this madness.
You was right about these clips. I was not expecting
this. We get straight to it on this one. Watch I got you. Hold on. Yeah, white dudes ain't trying to fuck with fat women, at least in public, but they definitely have less tolerance for heavy-duty activity in public. I'm telling you.
Big back activity.
I love my sisters, but they're the only ones whose feelings get hurt for being called fat, but all of them want the booty of a fat woman. Ooh. We're the only race where fat ass is both a diss and a compliment. I got a white friend who's ruthless to fat white women. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Oh,
that's exactly what I'm saying, bro. Like, yeah. All right, man.
Like that.
It's crazy, dog. All right, let's check out the BBW lesbian couple. Well, one of them's a BBW. Let's check it out.
I'm 4'11", and I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
She's 8 years older than me.
Hold on, I got to start over. Listen to the black dude reacting, bruh.
That's why I'm laughing.
I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
She's 8 years older than me. When I saw her Instagram.
Listen, shorty could be 400 pounds. Black man see ass, they going crazy.
Bruh, black man, we got to do better. We got to do better, bruh.
She 500 pounds, black man like this.
God damn!
She on 600-pound life and got fat ass black man like this.
God damn!
This is our mentality, bruh. We talked about this on my last show. Black man, when we say we want you to be like thick, we not talking about this. We want you to be fit. Fit.
Damn.
Fit.
Damn.
Let's keep it going, bro.
Instagram, I was like, nothing
like a. Yeah.
What's that song? That's a whole lot of women. That's a whole.
Yeah.
You know, I like bigger women.
Oh, we see.
Man.
I can't see myself dating someone short.
Oh, man.
I just can't.
There you go. I can't see myself dating somebody short, but switch it to black men. I can't see myself dating somebody big once they go big. Once they go big, they can't go back, and now they addicted to it because they can't get a fit woman.
Bro,
hold on. Let's finish the video.
Hold on. I feel like it don't look right. I'm already bored. If something happened, who gonna help me out?
Bruh.
She's laughing. Yeah, girl.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
It's so much to break down that video.
Yeah, our community's cooked, bro. You got the lesbian woman lusting over the big back woman. Then you got the man reacting to the video. He lusting. He going crazy.
Jesus Christ. God damn. Wait, bro. I'm about to disassociate, man. Y'all about to call me anti-black at this point.
Man, you call me whatever they want. I don't care. I don't associate with none of that bullshit.
No. We don't play that. That's a damn shame. Short women can't date short people. Fat women can't date fat people. This shit's so backwards. This is what the Bible talked about. This is that Sodom and Gomorrah backwards shit. This is crazy. Nice.
Man, the shit so crazy, bro. I'm telling you, bro. So we're at a point where there's no return. So like I told y'all the other day, it's every man, every woman for themselves. You gotta stand out. You can't subscribe to this bullshit, bro. We are cooked. I'm gonna go through some of these comments. We're gonna watch it again. But I mean, we're cooked, bro. Like it's a wrap.
It's so much, man. I mean, just to the brush cut, to the wigs, to the attire. I mean,
I'm
gonna go there, bro. I mean, how are we gonna get this Sunday? The Lord kind of speaking, like, bro, y'all, come on.
It is a fitness podcast. You could do that though. We could do that here. We keep it real here. I don't care. I got your back, bro. Kamaria said, "What?"
That was my face too, Kamaria. Good Lord.
Kamaria said. Samara Lucky, her mom is an Asian or Indian. They would not stand for it at all. Like, as an actual shame, her to lose weight. I'm telling you.
That's real.
Char said, "Oh my God." Kristen Jones said,
"Damn."
Father Kristen.
Damn.
Black man sees 600-pound fat ass.
Damn.
They in her DMs. Black men don't care what the scale say, what the body fat percentage is. They just see some ass. They
damn.
It's so many black men that's gonna be like, yeah, I hit that. Y'all damn nasty. Every single one of y'all, you nasty boy.
And women so wild that they gonna think that it's cool to stay like that.
Ladies, don't believe this shit. Listen, bro, we don't condone that. And if y'all got some dudes that's like, oh yeah, I hit that. Don't listen to them. Cut them off.
That's nothing to be proud of, ladies.
No.
Men will hit anything. You can see the most unattractive woman and she ain't no virgin because somebody hit it. So you getting that attention, that getting D thrown at you, that's not something to be proud of, ladies.
I'm gonna give y'all a gem.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
No, you good. Go ahead.
I'm gonna give y'all a gem, ladies. If a dude say he'll wife that, Now you cooking. Now you can be like, all right, now I'm paying attention. Listen to what they say.
If they say he hit that, that don't mean nothing.
Thank you.
It literally don't mean nothing, man. Jabari House, what up? He said, oh, nah. Bella said, Lord have mercy. That couple is grimy.
I love
big back activity.
Oh, man, that can't be healthy. Absolutely not. Wow. Lizzo got with Sway Lee. Black dude can have her big back ass. Hell, he can have both of them. Disgusting.
And you know what's crazy? He'll do it.
Oh yeah,
he'll do it.
Ninjas brag about niggas dykes, but ninjas brags about getting dykes, but that's a whole nother type of podcast. Yeah, we're gonna keep it fitness. We're gonna keep it fitness culture here because ninjas be losing their mind. We're gonna do that. After the fitness podcast, bro, we doing a ninja podcast.
Oh, invite me on that one, bro.
We do a ninja podcast, bro.
We gonna have to let it go on that one, dog.
We let them go. They gonna cancel me, bro. I've been called anti-black before. It makes me laugh. Not only have I been called anti-black, I was called white supremacist. When I was on the dude Alan we just watched, when I was on his podcast, they called me white supremacist.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not lying, bro.
Well, call it for me then, because we got standards over here.
Elephantitis. Big Hero 6 with Trippie Redd is crazy.
Hey, shout out to Seth, man. You
Steph be cooking. One acceptance, yet lack self-discipline and accountability for personal health. That's the gem of the day right
Boss
there.
Boss belief. Boss.
What is that mass in the back? Cheesecloth. Dusty black dudes lust over everything that looks like a land whale. I can't hang out with losers like that.
Amen. Amen, Wicked Scorpion. Jesus Christ.
That booty can't be clean all the way.
You know it ain't.
Too many black thirsty men. When it comes to fat acceptance, Woo. We are literally watching people killing themselves for likes and attention by indulging in healthy habits.
Facts.
Man.
Right in front of our faces, y'all. Right in fellas, front of our faces.
Hey, man, fellas, we got to do better. Damn, bro, not white supremacists. Baltimore ninjas stay sliding out the stub box. The dude who hit on lesbians be the main one saying they don't train legs because it's gay. Make it make sense. Oh, God.
Hey. Yo, that's a wild one right there. You might have pinned that one.
Man, yo. Hey, Clay, what's good, Clay? Oh, good, man. Bro? I'm at that's it right there, bro.
Jesus
Oh,
Christ.
Man.
Y'all all right, man. Tears in these comments, bro.
We're gonna watch this joint one more time. We got more. Like, Ooh. We just getting started. We got more of the show, bro.
I'm ready, bro. Good Lord.
We're gonna watch this one more time, man.
4'11", and I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
She's 8 years older than me. When I saw her Instagram, I was like, you know, she's like a handsome money.
What's that song? That's a whole lot of woman. That's a whole.
Yeah. Because of my mindset, but I like older women. You know, I like bigger women.
Oh,
we
see.
We on portion control. I can't see myself dating someone short. I just can't. I don't know. I feel like it don't look right. I'm already Bruh. Short. If something happened, who gonna help me out?
Bruh.
Get me down.
Man.
Yeah, girl.
Man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way, dog. My bad. Man. Ain't no way, bro.
Bro.
Ain't no way, man. We're cooked.
Fellas, bro. There is no way y'all hitting that, bro.
Send the asteroid, man.
My God.
She on TV right now blocking for Jaden Daniels.
Yo.
I bet both of them couldn't find no man to deal with long term, so they were like, fuck it. I like women now. Unattractive women will actually go the lesbian bisexual route.
No, that's
now,
a fact.
Now, I've said that before and almost got canceled.
No, he right. Like, for real, we know what's up. We already know what's going on. Y'all, oh, man. Y'all can have it. We know the unattractive ones. If y'all go lesbian, just know we don't care. We don't care.
Oh, I got a button for that.
We do not care.
Clay said, "W misogyny." What up, Clay? What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, what's going on, Clay?
I might have had Clay come on here and cook.
You gotta
one
bring,
day, man.
You gotta definitely bring him on, day, brother. We'll cook some boys.
Yeah, Clay be cooking, man. That's her little boy toy / cinnamon apple. Hey, Life of CC, you're out of here. That's
Strike
crazy.
Three, you're out.
That's crazy.
Wow.
No, that's fact, CC.
Exactly.
She waiting on her ninja to get parole. Yeah, you're out of here
Strike
too.
Strike three,
Seth.
You're out.
Can't date someone short, yet their standards are too big. That's crazy.
They are the ironics.
That's
Jesus.
Crazy.
The irony.
These joints so big, Thanos had to snap twice and they still here.
Like, bitch, you wouldn't go down. Snap it again.
Oh, man. All right, man. So,
damn,
hey, we're going to be here for a while tonight, man.
Oh,
just sit back,
God.
Relax, y'all. This is going to be longer than an hour because we already 30 minutes in and we ain't even through half of the shit. So we're going to be here for a minute. So listen, man, we got this situation. We got this situation where we got women talking about they don't want to date a short dude, but it's always a problem or it's misogyny when a dude say he don't want to date a woman that's a certain weight. So we're gonna do a deep dive into that, and we're gonna talk about it, man. We're gonna talk about the habits and how women being overweight it's a bigger signal for disaster than it is for a short man, because man can't control their height. So we're gonna get into that in a second. I am me. Just got to DC. We'll be here for the new year. Happy holiday, C. Marty. What up? I am me. So look, man, let's get into it. It's a long video too, so we're gonna.
What's worse, a man who rejects a woman because she's overweight, or a woman who rejects a man because he's short? rejecting a woman that's overweight, because like you like making her self-confidence go down. You basically tell her she too big. That's not,
mind you, this is a skinny woman who would probably lose her fucking mind if she was 300, 400 pounds.
Come on.
And probably takes preventative measures to not be a big joint. Let's keep it going.
Oh, facts.
Nice. The man rejecting a woman for her weight is more wrong, because it's just like wrong because...
Exactly.
Can't even know, don't even know what the fuck she trying to say.
She knows she on BS. She's trying to appease, clearly. And can't even articulate herself because she know the truth. You know that ain't wrong. You just feel bad because he's telling the truth.
I'm telling you.
You dumbass. Do you know what's so crazy? Even as I'm watching this video and the women are speaking, they know that they're so full of crap that she can't even continue what she was saying.
Exactly.
Do you see how you guys like believe your delusion? No offense to some women, but you guys will support other women just because you don't want to be mean. But you know what is mean? Lying. You know what is mean? Pretending just to agree with somebody just because you don't want to hurt their feelings. That's bad. Now let me get into this video. I personally believe it is worse to make fun of a guy for being short than making fun of a big person. And the reason why I say that is because being big is a choice. Being short is not. You're born that way and you cannot fix it. Yeah, you can get knee surgery, but there are so many complications in that. Being big is a choice. Shoving Twinkies, ho-hos, and fucking cupcakes down your throat is on you.
Damn, all of them?
That don't make any sense. So the fact that women say it's worse on a bigger woman's part than a short man, that's wild. Women will judge men for being short. That's out of their control. A woman... being big is in your control. You allowed yourself to get big and big and big till you're wearing 5X clothes. You don't work out. You don't drink water. You don't practice good hygiene. And you don't take care of yourself. That doesn't make any sense.
That hygiene shit is real,
bro. Bro, she is cooking.
She's cooking. It's a long video. I might not play the whole video, but I mean, it's crazy to me how none of them women were overweight and they going hard for overweight women.
Man, bro,
that shit don't make no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense. And that's kind of what is the truth that's starting to show. A lot of these women are not making sense. And they know they're not making sense. And she can see through the BS. We've been speaking about it, but it's just a matter of time for the truth to come out. She knows she's full of it. And this is why I say, ladies, the truth gonna set you free. You just got to keep it real. Don't worry about trying to hurt these people's feelings. There's nothing wrong with saying if they're overweight, if the truth is the truth, they got to take that and sit with it so they can make the decision to either do something about it or stay the same weight. And don't complain when somebody tells the truth about them.
Exactly. That's it. But you know they're going to complain, man. People don't like to hear the truth. People don't want to put the work in to get better. It is what it is. I'm going to get through some of these comments. We're going to keep the video going for real, but I don't want the comments to get too crazy.
Yeah.
So females can clown dudes for being short, but they can't control their weight. Crazy. Women in general are more scared of rejection than men are. Women are not really approaching guys like that. And me personally, I don't like women making the first move on me anyway. This guy. Nobody want to hear the truth. Double standard is real. Guarantee they will say the same for a big dude getting rejected.
Come on.
What's in it for the skinny women sticking up for the big women? I don't get it either.
Me neither, Jennifer.
Same thing about women clowning men for not having a total package. No Diddy. Yeah, that was crazy.
No Diddy, you know.
But they smelling like Red Lobster from all those crab legs and crab boils. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's diabolical.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Amen. Tell them, girl. The double standard is real. Guarantee they would feel bad about rejecting a big dude. They would not feel bad about rejecting a big dude.
They reject them all day and don't feel bad about it.
At all. They eat in XL pieces 3 times a day, and big people can't probably wash their asses right at a certain weight.
Damn.
Preach. Shout out to this Tay Tay baby. She always put out great content. Plus, she hits the weights hard in the gym.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Tay Tay cool, bro. I'm trying to get on the podcast, but she don't like collabing with people. But she be showing love to the content, but it is what it is. One day.
I think one day. You're right.
One day, man. Guarantee they wouldn't feel bad about women rejecting big. I think I read that. Skinny women get attacked by big women, so it's easier to be nice.
I'll be honest, man. The way I feel about this one.
Yeah. She's right, though.
I'm not going to say it's easy to be nice. I get it. But it's like, that don't make it right.
You got to be built a certain way.
Yeah.
You got to be built a certain way. But the big women will attack the skinny women, though. That is no cap.
But no problem.
Stop the cap.
And they'll attack men, too.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of dudes out here. I'm telling you, we'll accept them big joints and be a stepdaddy to their kids. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
The women don't consume chlorophyll or bathe properly. They ish be smelling like Godzilla sweat.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. Women like to stick up for other women all the time, even if they know they're fat. And I think because they want them to stay big so they can look better compared to them. Ooh, great point.
That's a bar.
Great point. We're gonna continue the video, man.
You're gonna get mad at a man for not wanting to be with a woman who can't even go up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing. Woo. God forbid you have children with that woman. So many complications, and then not on top of that, she's gonna gain more weight.
Fat ass kids.
I know a lot of people are gonna get offended at this, and that's not my point. I do apologize. You guys know I'm very opinionated, but y'all, I'm so sorry. I think that in this life, people have normalized obesity and big people. It's annoying. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't do it anymore. If that bothers you, so be it. There's nothing wrong with people being big. That's not my point of this. It's the fact that you'll complain about being big and then complain about people not wanting to date you because you're big. You got to know what you do to yourself. You know, like if men are screaming femininity, right? And I'm fully tattooed and I walk into a place of business and guys are going, I don't really think she's all that. I don't really see her as feminine. Am I going to go and cry and boohoo because they don't find me attractive? I did this to myself. She's just like spinning. If it was an active choice for you to put Twinkies down your throat or celery sticks and you decided to shove oil and fucking food down your throat. Whose fault is that? Again, I am a harsh person. I'm being very open, but I just don't understand this. You guys are.
Hey, she's cooking, man.
I'm going to tell you what. And I like what she said because and she was showing the tattoos and she used the example of like how dudes may not necessarily find her attractive. One thing that is the reason why she's cooking is because accountability is what we look at. She's accountable for her choices and she's not feeling bad about it. She'll take that to the chin and say, okay, I see why. I'm the one that did it to myself. I got to live with that. And that's one thing that I think a lot of these people lack. So when someone calls them fat, just like that was Samaria girl, she, instead of being just humble about it and being accepting to say, you know what? I get it. You know, this is how I am. She going to go in attack mode. Like there's no humility. There's no humbleness. And we already going to look at that as like, nah, you can cut to the side. We don't even want to hit it anyway, because I mean, your attitude, you have no accountability at all.
But this is my thing. I forgot who I was talking to. I might have been talking to my mom about it. But I mean, just this from a man's perspective, why I would never date a woman who doesn't have a fit lifestyle? Because how can you even reason with a woman like that who don't realize like, hey, I need to do this for discipline. I need to do this for my health. I need to do this to show a level of consistency. Because what type of kids you going to raise if you not showing me them qualities? So people act like we the bad guys when we say, nah, we don't want to date a woman who don't go to the gym or who don't have an active lifestyle. It's more than just the body image, you feel me? Like, it's not just that. It's a little bit deeper than that. So, man, she
you dead on. And that's I'm going to back you up, too. For y'all that don't know, the science of it is when you have kids, they take the DNA of your parents. So, for example, y'all both in shape, more than likely your kids, they're going to be right there with it. You dig?
Yeah.
Or if you're going to be overweight, you have more complications and problems. Guess what y'all doing? Y'all passing them complications on to your own children that's not even born yet.
Man.
Y'all setting them up for failure before they even get here. Not even looking at it from a fitness standpoint, and I agree, and to back you up, I can't have no one who's not fit because, first of all, that's my lifestyle. That's how we make money. There's no way. You can make my brand look bad. What I look like walking down the street, like it don't look right. I'm gonna lose money. They're gonna look at me and be like, I ain't about to bother you, man. You can't even get your chick right.
Yo, real shit.
Nah, real like shit. No, absolutely not. So you gotta stay on path. And ladies, like, if you want a dude who's, like you said, fit, leader, everything like that, you know what that's gonna have to come with. It's gonna come with a level of discipline, effort, hard work. And doing the right thing and following through with it, So we know if you can follow through with good regimen, routine, workout, you telling us that you already are good at following those rules and being disciplined. So all you got to do facts. Is slide and play. And that's what men want. And that's what we take seriously.
All facts, man. Let me get through some of these comments. I guess we could continue the video. They liking it. So we're going to finish that joint. We probably about halfway through there. Facts. Where we at, man? I don't even know where we at in the comments. I think we right here. They're attacking them like Titans from Attack on Titan. Bruh, you're wild. Chunk Funk is crazy, bruh.
That's crazy.
A lot of women want to act nice to look good in public. Facts. I want my girls to be able to walk a trail or mountain without being short of breath. That's a minimum. Because it shows whether they are in shape or not. Fellas, take Shorty on a hiking date.
Nope.
Take Shorty on an active date and see what it is. See if she been doing some cardio, man.
Facts.
Kristen, I've had big females tell me before that they want to be small, but not small like me. They say I'm too small. No.
Yo. And this is, oh, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I was just about to say, they do want to be small like you. They just don't want to put the fucking work in and change their lifestyle. Stop going to brunch. Stop getting mimosas. Stop fucking with niggas that's enabling that fat shit. Oh, they don't want to stop doing that shit. Go ahead, Cole.
You took it right out of my mouth, bro. I was just like, no diddy. But yo, I was like, yo, they want to be like you for real. That's the thing. That's what it's going to take to get there. And they don't want to do the work, or they have to get some surgery. They don't want to pay that bread. You feel me?
No. Nope.
That's the truth.
That's it.
The real truth.
That's it. I can't imagine a fat woman getting pregnant and still being like, I'm fat and happy. Yes, you're crazy.
You won't hear that. You're lying. You're lying. Nobody fat and happy.
Exactly. Notice women say they won't lift weights because it'll make them look manly, but they'll cram food that'll make them bigger than the solar system and look manly.
Nope.
If crazy. I see you trying with the goal of getting healthy and it's a struggle, fine, I can live with that, but just letting yourself go being comfortable, hell nah. Big facts, man. I have female coworkers that are bigger than me, and I notice one of them looks at me some type of way when she sees me practicing healthy habits. Because you making her feel bad. Yeah, of course she's going to look at you funny.
Yeah, that truth eating her up. That's exactly what it is.
Exactly. And some are quick to say it's a food addiction. I can't stand that fucking excuse, bro. I can't stand that excuse, dog. Because if the food went away, if somehow we just couldn't eat for a week, your ass ain't going into rehab. It might be uncomfortable, but you ain't going crazy like if you was addicted to drugs or something. You know what I'm saying?
Eat a whole bowl of this, you're going to be full.
You're going to be good, bro. You're exactly. Gonna be good. Exactly, bro. I got my fruit ready for after the show. Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
That was crazy. Samara and others like her deep down want to be fat. Otherwise, she would not be online doing this. Exactly. Can't be fit standing next to a joint that look like she belong in dialysis.
That's right. Damn, though. No. Dialysis is crazy. That's diabolical, though.
Adults with bad habits while we got so many fat ass kids, man. Bro.
Big back activity.
Yep. These parents.
I'm telling you, these big back women will say someone in shape is too skinny or malnourished or looks like an immature child. This is after plus size people talk about their weight gain and the meds they take for heart disease and sugar. Whew. Let's keep it going, man. Let's keep it going, bro. Where the video at? Here we go. Let's keep it going.
Going to ridicule men for being short and they cannot control it. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, they could have a thyroid issue. They could have this and that. Y'all, if you look at the stats for thyroid issues, it's not even in the 40%. It's like in the 30 or 25% globally. And that's for men and women, not just specific. So when I hear you guys say this, not everybody has that. So you can't use that as an excuse. And America is the only place right now that has the most overweight people.
Man.
Because of the food. If you guys want to normalize body positivity, by all means, cool. This is going to go into a whole different topic, but body positivity is for burn victims, veterans that have lost their arms, people Facts. That have scars on their body. I'm sorry. Facts. Body positivity is not for people Cook. Who didn't Facts. Take care of their body.
Well, I got to ask something real quick.
Cook.
Somebody came on my post yesterday and said, how would you approach your niece or daughter? Would you tell them that they need to lose weight? Basically acting like I'm the bad guy for pointing this shit out.
Of course we're going to
body positivity movement. They was like, that's not body positive. I said, I tell my daughter, my mother, my aunties, I don't care. I've told cousins of mine, and they still ain't do shit. I've told cousins of mine, she went and got old Zimpy Zimpy.
Oh, man.
So it is what it is, bro. I'm going to keep it 100. It is what it is, bro.
Let's keep it going. The truth will set y'all free, man. Good Lord.
Tell me, let's keep it going, man.
And now you want people to praise it. I don't understand that logic. Again, y'all, this is just an opinion. You could either get offended, but like I said, I'm answering the question. I do not understand this. I'm sorry, ladies, but I think that you guys are too nice to each other to be girls. It's fake, but I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want somebody to tell me I'm attractive because I'm big, even though I'm not. And you know, in the real life, people are realistic and they tell big people this. So when you go and go, oh, it's okay to be big, it's okay to this, they're not hearing the same thing on the other hand. So it's like you guys are just being fake. And people call me controversial. No, I'm honest. People don't like that. People want people and honesty. But when you get it, it's rude. It's disrespectful. But you want me to look at you and be like, yes, skinny queen, when you're not skinny. Sorry, y'all. I can't do it. Like I said, these topics to me are so dumb because we know what is worse. But only women are going to go defending other women, even though you guys are always freaking wrong. Next.
Dom DeMarco.
Cook.
Let him cook.
I mean, she went crazy. But, man, listen, we need more of that. And we need black women doing that, especially.
That's, I was just about to say, because if we say something like that, first thing they're trying to do, cancel. And then when she say the same thing, so black women, if y'all really think like this, we need to see it, but y'all need to be public. The world need to see it so we can have more of this image. And exactly. That is what's going to help change the culture. You want it black is. Culture to change, black men and women need to be speaking up. We need to be getting to the work, talking the truth, and really collaborating together so they can see we about this change.
All facts.
We about this change.
All facts, man. Clay said, women willing to lie to other women to excel in the dating market. This Ooh. Leads to women pushing body positivity to raise their sexual market value in the dating marketplace. Men rarely seek out overweight women.
Bars. Let him cook.
All bars, bro.
Hey, fellas, we do got to keep it real with the ladies, bro.
You got to keep it real, yeah.
You got to keep it real with the ladies. You need her as a guest. I'm working on it, Jennifer. I'm going to send her this episode tonight. Maybe she'll get on here, man. I'd rather be short and shredded and healthy than tall and big with visceral fat. No thanks. What's up, Bella? All this body positivity is BS when most of them started taking Ozempic. Uh-oh.
Wild. Uh-oh. Body positivity.
Man, listen.
That's a whole show,
that's,
too.
That's
real.
A whole. I was just about to say, we're not even going to go that way. I'm like, you're going to have me going off for another hour.
Well, we can go on that, too, because that's crazy.
Man, listen. Girlfriend is a 5-star Michelin chef here. She brought the heat. Yeah. Facts. First off, I wouldn't let my child even get to that. Absolutely not. It's always refreshing when women are speaking facts and are not delusional. It's yes. Body positivity, but you wearing a lace front though.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Strike three, you're out.
Yo, hey Seth, I want you to know, bro. It's Ooh. Really a time, it's really a timeout button. I'm about to put you in timeout, bro. It's really a timeout button, dog.
Not a lace front. Jesus.
A lot of people rather hear a beautiful truth than an ugly lie. Gym costs less than a funeral. Dudes will want to hook up with fat women, but they never want to date them. Hence, all the fat phobia and bitter videos. Man. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
That's crazy. They want to hook up with the fat women, but never want to date them.
I be trying to tell the ladies this shit, man. I be trying to tell them. They don't want to listen to men, though. They want to listen to women.
And y'all going to keep getting the same messed up result.
Can you imagine as a man listening to some shit like that women go through and a man trying to, can you imagine hearing it from a man? It wouldn't even hit the same.
We'll cut them out. I'll be like,
man,
bro,
get the fuck out of here.
Right. The
fuck is you talking about?
Exactly.
All right, man. Wow. We got a couple more real videos like that, but we gonna switch up the move real quick. We get on here and talk about black people all the time, but white people, what the hell is going on?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
White people arguing in the fast food restaurant? What the hell is going on? Let's check it out.
I ordered 3 fucking combos. You owe me 3 fries, 3 crackers, lies. You left my sister's shit out. Fix my shit or I will put this whole motherfucker off.
Hey, is that Shelly? For y'all that was here with Shelly? if you wasn't on the episode, you ain't going to get that one.
No, you fucking understand me.
Wait for me to get out.
Okay, so you can't see him now.
I'm playing Shelly.
What you taking me for? I don't give a fuck about you or your fucking damn work.
Oh, wow.
So the reason I put this on here is because we got to talk about this, man. We don't see this shit happening at the salad spot. We don't see this shit happening at the press juicery. We don't see this happening at Vitamin Shop. We don't see this happening in anywhere where fit people go to get their food and their macronutrients. We only see this shit happening at the low vibrational, cheap ass fast food, big back ass fast food, wide back, picnic table back, Buick back, pickup truck back, U-Haul back places. And we don't see this shit happening nowhere else.
Yo.
So the food directly affects your mood, affects your energy, affects your mindset, bruh. So
100%.
Yeah.
It's that, like you said, bro, it's that low vibrational food. It's the fast food. And y'all, people don't even realize it's the food that we eat, man. Like this fake food, man. That's why they people act like that is really changing y'all's like structure. So when you eat whole foods, you'll restructure all your cells in a good way. Versus you eating, and I did a post about this on my Instagram about the McDonald's burgers. Of course, it's not a real burger. I think we know that, but they did a study where they stuck the burger in stomach acid for an X amount of days, and they picked it up, and it was just this black ooze that was just pouring out, bruh. And so that black ooze is getting in them people's intestines, and it's going through everybody's body.
And you could
imagine what that is doing to y'all's cells and molecular structure and y'all's thought processes at the same time. And it's a real thing. So crazy, I think people really need to see. Go watch that video. It's on YouTube too. But
watch that joint.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, stomach acid, bro. And they just put it in there. And when they picked it up, bro, it was half the burger. The rest of it just black ooze, bro. It was disgusting.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Well, hey, put that shit down, man. I believe just because a female can get laid, they think it's okay to look like that. That's some bullshit.
That's a low, listen, should I say
terrible thinking. Say that shit. Say that shit.
Y'all have a low self-worth if y'all gonna sit up here and say, oh, because they can hit it, I want it. So that's the level of that y'all put yourselves at is to hit it. So the best y'all got is the pussy.
This the best you can offer is
that's the
over.
Best you can offer me.
That's what you think about yourself, ladies. That's fucking crazy.
And you listen, I hate to say it like this, but if that's the best you got, then you're gonna get everything that you gonna get.
And I gotta get on the fellas too. Y'all think it's cool to be like, just because I can't hit it, I'm gonna hit it. That says a lot about you too as a man. You ain't got no type of discipline, you ain't got no D discipline.
Yeah,
that's some weak ass shit too, fellas.
You gotta listen. I'm gonna challenge y'all, fellas, for 2025. Turn down some box, bro. Don't just take everything that come your way.
They don't know how to do that, man.
Listen. I don't even know we can get into this about how many times we turn down box, bro. It's just I don't even know if ladies know what y'all think y'all doing. Like, do y'all think y'all can just get anybody just by offering? I'm like, I'll
yes,
turn that
they think
down,
they could
bro.
Get anybody, bro. They think they could get anybody, dog. Bruh,
that shit is crazy, man.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Never want to be seen in public with a BBW fuck buddy.
And that's
all the fellas just did the same shit. All the fellas just went.
Oh, but
all the fellas just did the same. We all got away from the screen like, damn, it's stick speaking facts. All the fellas said,
damn. You know, the BBW, she got all the dick pics.
Yeah, fellas, y'all in the BBW group chat. Like, yeah, the athletic ninja from the gym, he over here every night. Yeah, fellas, don't think they not talking either. Don't think that you just on the low and don't nobody know.
You in the group
and
chat.
Then she come to the gym and tell the trainer. And the trainers know. And there's a couple of y'all ninjas on this podcast. It's like, no, I'm playing. But I'm playing. CC says Shelly is back at it. That's crazy, Shelly. I mean, CC. Shelly, hey, Shelly gonna see this?
I missed that one.
We had a troll named Shelly come in here the other day. The show just went left. That shit was crazy. Oh, big back troll.
Oh God.
It went crazy. Yeah, this shit got crazy, bro. I'm not going to say that comment, Wicked Scorpion. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I was trying to wait to see if you're going to read
it. I'm not going to read that, bro. Acting like this at Wendy's. Thought that was supersized Grinch. That's crazy, bro. Big back Bertha. Shelly wants her Arby's. Yeah, I think Shelly unsubscribed. Yes. Shelly Belly want her curly fries for her match on Monday Night Raw. Oh,
I gotta tune into that show. I gotta see this Shelly.
I'm gonna say when we done, I'm gonna send you the Shelly episode, bro. Wow. That shit was crazy, bro. Being big seems like a miserable existence. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The bigger the back, the longer the lace up. Yeah, Shy, you're out of here
strike
too.
Three, that was you're crazy. Out.
Imagine if Shelly put all that energy into unbigging her back.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, Kamaria. Yo, yes.
Yo.
I
like that.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck every woman. Hell no. That's crazy. BBO's big back smashing pass. Jennifer, that's crazy. Jennifer, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I think dudes are turning down box. That's why all these chicks are in their aerobics classes twerking their hearts out. Well, I do think a lot of these women don't have all the ninjas in their DMs they say they do. I think that's a lot. Yeah. Or at least it be dudes. It's dudes they're not interested in. And I think that's why they be on all them twerking classes, all that sexual weirdo shit, thinking it's fitness. Black patriarch, two phone type behavior. Oh, brother. All right, let's keep it going, man. We got this girl here who said being fit is a flex. Let's check it out, man. I feel like it's going to bring up some good convo. Let's check it out, man.
There are a bunch of silent flexes that people pick up on before you open your mouth, before you do a single thing. So one of the biggest silent flexes you can have, and probably one of the most intimidating ones, is being in shape. I would say, especially for women, but for men, it's still even a bigger flex than wealth. I'd say it's harder to get in shape than it is to get rich. But the only people confident enough to come up to me in person, athletes. Sports were in their past, or they currently work out, or they are currently an athlete. And listen, I'm saying good-looking guys have a lot of confidence, but good-looking guys that aren't in shape still find going up to a very like athletic, in-shape girl, they find that intimidating and probably would choose someone that's like a little less in shape.
I told y'all being fit is a currency in itself. A lot of people that aren't fit like to downplay the value of being fit. But
we're gonna stop that. Hold up. She's cooking. She's cooking. A lot of people that ain't fit gonna try to downplay your fitness journey and sit here and act like you ain't doing shit. You a weirdo. You obsessed. Mm-hmm. You a fat shamer. You feel me? You insecure. All you care about is the wrong shit. They gonna sit here and try to act like that. Because they not going through what you going through, man.
Yeah, it is.
You want to add something before I play the video?
Hey, bro, you was cooking. I'll add to that, man. Listen, I don't know if y'all seen that post about Grant Cardone talking about how difficult it was to get a six-pack versus getting rich. Man, listen. We know that being in shape is that currency. And it's really not that hard, y'all. Get in the gym, get in the shape. If y'all have mental issues, like if y'all think y'all going through something psychological, fellas, go get your six pack and see if y'all think the same way. Guaranteed.
So, and it's we've gone on over it on this podcast. It's numerous scientific studies that show, you know, getting in shape, getting fit, going to the gym, lifting weights is going to be one of the best ways, if not the best way, to manage your stress and manage your mental health problems and manage your anxiety or whatever it is you're going through. So, absolutely, Kobe, get y'all asses in the gym, man. Let's keep it going. Max.
But it takes a certain person to approach a woman that is fit because they know she's not regular. She is disciplined, she is consistent, and she means business about herself. So
sorry, y'all. I know y'all want to watch the video. But when I say that, they're going to kill me for this one. They're going to kill me. But when I say dudes get big joints or go after big joints because they can't get a fit joint, they get mad and say, no, they probably just not attracted to that. No,
nope.
I'm telling you, when you're fit, your standards more than likely, no, some outliers out there, but your standards are going to change. Right? Fit man ain't putting up with certain shit. Fit women ain't putting up with certain shit.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's all facts.
So in order for you to even be comfortable enough to step to her, you're going to have to be coming with something yourself. Whether it's the fact that you think you got enough money, you yourself are fit, so you know and you can understand and you can relate with her, or whatever you feel like you may bring to the table, but it's going to have to be something. You're going to have to know how to construct the table when you're dealing with a girl that's fit, because she's no joke. And 9 times out of 10, she knows her worth, so don't play with her.
That's facts. I'll even add to that too. If she thinks she's stronger than you, she damn sure ain't gonna talk to you.
If you can't pick her up, she ain't talking to
that's
you.
What I'm saying. Look, bro, it was this dude in the gym, man. And he goes to the gym just because his girl goes to the gym. And this dude don't be working out.
That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Absolutely. You could just tell by his demeanor, like, bro, he's one of them sucker dudes, like simp dudes. How you in the gym with some jeans on, recording for your girl? While she in there working out in them extra thin tights, showing out, bruh.
Now, I'm not going to say I'm this guy, but when she shows up by herself and ninjas in the gym seeing that.
You know she do.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
It's over for him. It's a wrap, bro. It's a wrap. Yeah, man.
Gotta call it out. We know.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
And girls are the same way. I've seen girls, you know, they seen a fit dude whose girl might not really be fit. Oh, they think they plotting too. They plotting too.
And they watching your IGs too. They watching.
Hell yeah.
They gonna follow you. I'm like, oh, shoot, she's shorty from the gym. Oh, okay.
And okay. I'm gonna say this too. I'm not supposed to say it, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I thought you were going to say it. We can go there.
No, I'm going to say it. Fuck it. We here on my podcast, but y'all male trainers, let me take a snap of that. We got 73 people on the live.
Let's
y'all
go,
male
y'all.
Male trainers, y'all go to the gym complaining about your girlfriend to your female clients. They plotting too.
Dom DeMarco.
Yeah. I plead the fifth.
You didn't hear that from me. And I didn't say I'm the guy who went complaining. I didn't say that. I'm just saying it's a thing.
I plead the fifth.
Anyway.
Good Lord.
We cooking today, man. We cooking out here, man.
Let him cook.
Yo.
All right,
y'all,
man.
Y'all should watch this one like 3-4 times. Like, I swear, y'all should watch
this. Boy, there's some gems on here.
Watch this.
It's some gems from us. It's some gems in the comments, gems on the videos. This is a good episode, man. Let's see.
That's real.
Nah, they don't. Women can lie too about how many guys are checking for them in real life or online. Yep. They be lying like shit. Getting by a bunch of dudes is nothing to be proud of. Yeah.
Shout out to Char, yeah.
Char loving the content. Motherfuckers in my family and work be bidding on me for eating fruits and veggies. Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Hey, listen, Spider-Man, me too. I'm a mostly plant-based dude. So when I went to the cookouts, oh, you best believe they tore me up. But I don't care because I'm fit.
That's crazy, bro. We supposed to be insecure. Meanwhile, we working out. They picking up their diabetic medicine. Facts. It's definitely is a flex. I was stopped in a store yesterday by a guy wanting fitness tips off the strength. That's a fact too. A guy stopped me in a store too. He saw my my little grocery basket or whatever. He was like, "You work out?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he was like, "I'm trying to get right, man. I'm 50 years old." So people respect it, man. There are some people out here that respect it.
I like that.
Them fit joints that know they worth want you to pay all the bills. Them big low self-esteem joints go 50-50. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, bro.
Oh, we on that type of time tonight.
No, this ninja's on that type of time tonight. I be trying to cool it, bro. This ninja. peace, brethren. What up, Jaddy? Just a reminder, FBA also stands for Fat Big Back Acceptance. You're out of here,
strike
too.
Strike three, you're out.
Jaddy, get out of here, man. Get the likes up. Yes, please hit the like button. We're cooking today. The big backs would downplay those getting in shape while talking casually with other big backs about their ailments and family history of ailments. Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's wild, man. Good Lord.
Hey, let's keep it going, man. So I posted a video the other day from Higher Up Wellness. Not sure if y'all know who that is. But basically, it was just saying, like, stop eating like a fucking kid, bro. Eat like an adult. Eat like an adult who gives a fuck about their health. Someone responded with a comment. And the comment says, I eat like a child and drink like an adult. So he had a response to it. He basically was saying, this shit ain't funny. So let's check it out.
A friendly reminder that bragging about living a shitty lifestyle is a weird thing to do. This flex. Is not a thing to flex. Someone commented below this and said, LOL, really? I'd be eating 3 chicken wings and then getting hammered. Haha. Why are you public?
Hey, I got a new button for that, y'all. All you do is eat chicken tenders. All you do is eat chicken, fried chicken.
Lord,
had chicken from Popeye.
Yo.
That's what y'all sound like. All y'all want to eat is chicken.
Lord, had chicken from Popeye.
All right, let's keep it going, bro.
Publicly admitting that. Like, what? Oh, but you shouldn't shame people for living a certain lifestyle. Yeah, absolutely not. You should be ashamed of living that lifestyle as a grown human being. There is this wave of people who brag about living a bad lifestyle that enables them to look like shit and feel like shit. Making light of it, joking about it. It's not funny. It's not light. It's serious. It could totally fuck up your life as you know it if you don't correct it. I personally think when people shout out their bad lifestyle habits and make light of it, they're really just coping with it because they know deep down they're fucking up and they shouldn't do it. Facts. And maybe if I call attention to it through a joke, I can't be made to feel embarrassed and ashamed. Nope, that's where I come in. In all seriousness, you don't have a spare body just hanging up in the closet. Why do you treat it like a garbage disposal? The opportunity cost of not living healthfully is so gigantic, I cannot wrap my head around people who don't do it. Ah, but it's too extreme. Oh yeah, walking 45 minutes a fucking day is too extreme. Eating protein and vegetables and fruits and potatoes is extreme. Drinking water, extreme. No, regular you just food. Say it's extreme because you don't want to do the basics you're neglecting. It isn't easy, but it is simple. Don't overcomplicate it.
Ball.
Man, he's cooking for sure.
Ball.
He's cooking, bro.
Man, he hit a lot. He hit so much, actually, man.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Y'all liking the new button?
Love that new sign. That's what it's funny.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
All these big backs. Oh, yeah, that's how you feel?
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
That's the new soundbite right there. That's 2025 soundbite.
Hey, man, we got 77 man. People on here right now. This is the most we ever had on the stream.
Come on. Share this out. Like the video, comment.
Listen, man, next time you blame your trainer, make sure you wasn't at the drive-thru.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
Next time you blame your trainer, make sure you ain't get fried chicken and waffles at brunch.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
Next time you blame your trainer, make sure you wasn't... eating 2 Big Mac and Cabo and Cancun and DR and Colombia, wherever y'all go.
Lord, I had chicken from
Popeye's. Think about that next time you blame the trainer.
Oh, God.
I got one more. Next time you want to blame your trainer, think about all them nights you got home late from the club and had to get you a Big Mac meal so the alcohol don't be too heavy on your stomach.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
And they be in that line waiting, boy. It be 2 in the morning. They don't get their food till 3:30. Get home at 4.
Bruh.
Just for some chicken?
And to eat that shit and go straight to sleep. And that shit turning straight to fat along with the alcohol.
But and y'all wonder why you...
And you wondering why you got the back rolls. Hey, trainer, why I got the... Hey, coach, why I got the back rolls?
Lord, I had to get from Popeye.
hey, coach, why I don't look good in this outfit?
Lord, I had chicken from
Popeye's. Oh, man, these real tears right now, man. Oh,
listen. If you think I was shaming Big Backs in 2024, just wait till 2025. Y'all ain't seen shit yet. Oh, we changing this shit.
Yeah, 2025, just know we on y'all ass.
This shit is crazy, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, they loving the button, yo. Walking is a health hack, absolutely. I might get kicked out again, but that button triggers me. The level of coonery from that clip still haunts me. Hey, did you see that clip? When the dude was trying to chicken blindfolded?
Nah.
Son. Okay, so anybody who didn't see the clip, the dude was trying, he had a blindfold on, and he was taste testing chicken. And he knew the chicken with the blindfold on. That's how much he eat chicken.
Yeah, I seen that one.
Yeah, the dude touched the Popeye's chicken. He was like, oh, this feels crunchy. Oh, I know where this is from.
Lord, have chicken from Popeyes.
Y'all know what the chicken is, but y'all don't know what the gym is. Come on now.
Hey, man, Bars.
Come on, man. Y'all know what the chicken is. Y'all need to know the gym. Y'all need to know where Whole Food is.
Man, they don't know what the
fruit
Whole
Food is.
They don't know what that is. Only they know fried watermelon.
The stuff I be seeing on Facebook, bro, is diabolical. I seen somebody post hot dog cereal and was laughing about it, bro. I did a post about this. They was like, yo, I love this hot dog and cereal. And then put a bunch of like emoji laughing. I'm like, bro, what's this?
Oh, no, nah, yo. You got to send me that.
Blood pressure, bro. Like, oh, no, nah. That's not cool. That's not cool. That's not cool.
Oh, no, nah, that's crazy.
Hot dog cereal, bro.
I seen a client complain to the trainer before. He basically told her, this is my class. You don't like it, leave. I've definitely sent clients home, bro. I've definitely sent clients home. That ninja really called it a McNugget boot. It's crazy. Sadly, most men do not know how to navigate the current dating marketplace. A solid 5 has more pull than Tom Cruise. Focus on building yourself for 2025. Hey, Clay, Clay gonna come in here cooking, man.
Every
you
time.
You immortalized the chicken nugget guy. Yeah, that shit was crazy, bruh. I went on him for a good like 15 minutes, bruh. That was just nonstop, just straight jokes.
Oh,
Big Back Shane is basically telling someone you give a fuck about them getting better. Exactly. The coonery was epic. There are some big backs who are against having gyms in our neighborhood, I think you was about to say.
Probably.
Yeah, hot dog cereal.
Yeah, hot dog cereal. Yeah, I did a post about that on my IG, man. Y'all check that shit out. It was wild.
Who the fuck is posting that? Eric Cartman?
It threw me for a loop. I'm like, bro, what? I put hot dog in cereal? Crazy, less bro.
Less crunches, more Popeyes.
Lord, I have to get from Popeyes.
I love the chat, man. Oh, that's undefeated.
Duh, it's shit crazy. If any of my friends eat hot dog cereal, our friendship is over, as it should be.
But yeah, good Lord. It was crazy, y'all. Hot dog cereal.
Crazy. Neighborhoods because of the people they attract, but do not complain about all the dialysis centers in their neighborhood. That's crazy. Less crunches, more Nestle crunches. All right, bro. Less crunchy, more crunch. All right, bro.
Lord, I have to get from Popeye's.
All right, bro.
They're gonna bite this sound, bro. I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna hear 2025, you're gonna hear that.
You know, I'm gonna tell you this, bro. I've been real silent, but I'm at the point now where I'm about to start exposing people. I done had dudes call me corny, dudes disagree with my posts, and them same dudes is reacting to clips and the same clips I'm doing, but that's for another podcast. I said I'm gonna stop exposing trainers for a little bit because the shit was getting crazy. Anyway, we gotta talk about these big back cops.
Big back activity.
Cops, what are you saving and who are you protecting? If you can't catch nobody and you get outran every time you in a running situation.
Oh, God.
Let's check it out. This shit is getting crazy out here, man.
Let's go.
Look at these cops, man. Look at these cops. Look at these cops. Look at them. Oh, one, two.
You gotta be.
They getting smoked out here. And that's in D.C. too. I know exactly where that's at.
Bro, ain't
I
even
know exactly
fast.
Where that's at.
Bro, jogging and leaving them.
He ain't even running fast.
Exactly. Look, that ain't shit is pants crazy. Up. He just still laughing.
Man, kill.
Come on,
bro. He running out of breath, and the cop said, "Fuck it." Wow. That's the world we live in, man. This is the world we live in. These cops got to do. These cops got to get in shape, man. These cops too busy at Popeyes.
Lord,
Hold on, we gotta say a prayer for these cops. Lord, we pray that these cops get in shape. We pray that these cops find a personal trainer like C. Marty Fit or Kobe. We pray that these cops find a meal prep person or a grocery store because they keep Big Mac and eating too many donuts, too much Starbucks, and too much Big Mac coffees. Lord, we pray that you bless the police departments within the America. Amen. And keep them from Popeyes.
Lord, have to get
Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Boy, that's a whole lot of prayer. Good
Lord. Man, they need the prayer. They need something because this ain't it.
This is crazy.
Because I'm telling, look, listen, this what they got right now ain't working. Every time I see cops pulled over, they getting fatter and fatter.
Bro, listen, man, this is crazy. Like, so if y'all in North Carolina, like in Charlotte specifically, it's maxi cops that's like in shape, which is what we want to see. We want to see in shape cops. Y'all cannot be out of shape out here like this, because this was gonna happen to y'all. They gonna run off. I'm listen, surprised they ain't tase them.
Listen, if I'm a criminal, I'm paying attention what cops to go to.
Facts.
Or where they're still at. I'm stealing where the fat cops at.
Yeah, where this place at? Don't let the criminals know where that is. They running.
Yeah, this right here is ridiculous, bro. This is crazy, man. And they probably not. What's crazy is these cops probably not even that old, bro. These cops probably early 30s, bro, or late 20s, I bet.
That's crazy, bro.
I bet, bro. I bet they not even that old, bro.
I believe it, man.
And this,
and that's even the worst. That's the worst of shame, because if y'all in y'all 30s and y'all running like this, we got to do better, y'all.
And the ninja running probably a dope fiend and smoking them.
Smoking them, bro.
Don't have no lungs and smoking them.
They need to go to see Marty Fitt and get Rise and Rise Academy. Police, if y'all need to get in shape, y'all come over this way. We'll get man, y'all right. Listen, how y'all sprinting?
I'm telling you, these big back cops are taking more than a bite out of crime. Yeah, they taking a bite out of Dunkin' Donuts. They taking a bite out of Starbucks. They taking a bite out of Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
They taking the wrong bites. not the church sounds. Yeah. Let's say another prayer for these cops. Lord, I pray that you get these cops in shape. These dope fiends should not be in better shape than the cops. Lord, I ask that you bless the police departments of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and North Carolina. Amen.
Lord,
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
This shit is getting crazy out here, man.
Oh, it's getting wild.
Cops man. Is terrible, man. Oh. Only in America won't find this crap in Asian countries, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all got me in tears, boy.
India Dolly laughing, yo. Oh. Bro, this is every episode, bro. This is every, we don't take a day off, bro.
Man, y'all got that. Hot, bro. Y'all crazy.
I'm telling you, bro. Hey, oh, bro, this ninja on a late afternoon jog. Meanwhile, they running like they trying to catch ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah, they're after them donuts. The Krispy Kreme.
That's right, Jennifer. They weren't even fat cops, and they just out of shape. It's crazy, bro. Yeah. And that's another thing. Just because you're not obese or super overweight don't mean that your ass don't need to get in the gym.
Yeah, it's real.
You still need to do some damn cardio and lift some weights, bro.
Gotta be.
Bet they bodies look terrible under them police coats.
Crazy, look.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
Look at these out-of-shape security guards they have, too. Police force will tell someone who's athletic they can't join the force, but look at them. Law and order biscuits and gravy unit. Hey, yo.
What?
That's crazy. I expected a 400-pound man. I used to smoke Maryland PD slow ass all the time as a kid. Yeah, bro.
Strike
yeah.
three, you're that's up.
Just, you run off on them, dog. They can't catch you. It's a wrap.
They can't catch you, bro. Coffee donuts weigh them down. I was stationed in Korea. Let me tell you, those little dudes ain't no joke. I bet. They got hands, too. Mm-hmm. They protect and sprinkle donuts and beef patties at 7-Eleven. That's crazy. I bet you they got cops at Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
Everywhere. Protecting Popeyes. Protect and serve.
What you need cops here for? they need to put cops at Chipotle after that shit we seen the other day. Shit.
Oh, what happened at Chipotle? Oh, I think I seen the
the girl went behind the counter
fixing her own food.
Yeah. Oh, cops at, yeah.
That's wild.
Facts, man. Take your time, Pastor C. Marty. Let the Lord use you. Hey, yeah, the Lord is using me to say these big backs.
In a real way. We told y'all the Lord is, they like cook y'all. This God laughing.
If y'all think God not laughing at this podcast, you tripping. Nah. If you don't think God laughing at Big Back University, you tripping. If you
God
don't
think put this God, together.
If you don't think God laughing at my post, you tripping. He cracking up. Because we ain't supposed to be Big Back like that.
No.
The other issue is cops be eating free at the Big Back place and they sure take advantage. That's another fucking issue. Yeah. We're better off having Waffle House employees as the police.
Hey, real talk.
They don't motherfucking play, bro.
Waffle House, though.
God. Waffle House don't play, man. All right, man. We got one more video. We're going to get up out of here, man. Wow. We got the, did you see the five stack burger from the Whoppinator? What? Oh, no, the man. From Burger King?
I did not.
I'm about to show you right now.
Come on now, Burger King. Good Lord.
Two, three, four, five. Hold on, 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 hold on. One, two, three, four, five patties. And they get a thumbs up. Oh, brother, what the hell is going on, man?
Blood hatching from Popeye's.
Right here.
One, two, three, four, five. Five patties.
Y'all remember that black ooze I talked about? That's in y'all
That's
stomach.
Fucking crazy, bro.
Big Dog. Back activity in a real way.
Big oh, back activity.
Is that in Poland? Is that what that comment says? In Poland?
Oh, let me see. I got to bring it up on Maybe my not. Actual screen. Oh, yeah, it's in Poland. Oh, I didn't realize that was in Poland. Oh, shit. Man, I'm glad you saw that. Yeah, maybe there's a Poland. Regardless, it's ridiculous.
And I just saw him. I'm like, is that in Poland?
That means it's probably in the United States already or on the way.
Wow.
Or on the way, bro.
Man, this is getting crazy out here, y'all.
Shit getting wild, bro.
They want y'all to be Big Backs. But see, man, like, y'all can't fall for this now. Come on, y'all. This is why y'all need to tune into the show. Tune into the shows because
people going to fall for it, bro. People going to fall for it, man. It's getting crazy. Like I said, you got to go against the grain. Every man for themselves, every woman for themselves, man.
I guess that's their new Big Mac.
Man, I would be dead or reincarnated a dozen times playing a drinking game with the Popeyes meme, and I do not drink. Hey, yo. That's crazy, bro.
That's funny, though.
My heart hurts looking at that burger. Yeah, 130 grams of fat guaranteed. That's crazy. Yep. International big backerism.
Yeah, that's real.
Hey,
it's hitting the world. Big back across the world.
You see the culture, man. The culture trying to make your back big as hell, bro. So you got to go against it. Don't listen to the bullshit. Don't listen to nobody trying to enable it for you. None of that, bro.
I go against it every day, bro. Shoot, they eat me up, man, because I'm mostly plant-based. So they be tearing me up like, oh, you know, how you supposed to be gaining weight and you ain't got no protein? I'm like, bro, you can get it from veggies too. Yeah, that's what I do. I do shows like that. So, you know, I stay away from it.
Yeah, man. No. It's definitely a way to do it with, you know, without consuming meat products. No diddy,
you know.
But you still eat protein, still essential. You still got to get your protein in. And a lot of people, you know, I tell a lot of people don't go vegan if you ain't really going to be locked in and have that discipline. Because trying to get the protein intake as a vegan, you got to be on your shit.
You do.
You know what I mean? A lot of people don't got that that discipline.
Yeah.
That's okay, all those chickens. I got that. Look at all those chickens.
Well, you got the whole roster, boy.
Man, I got a whole studio up
that
here.
Chicken.
Man.
They can't leave chicken alone.
Man, I want that burger, not going to lie.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here.
You see? This is what it does.
Yeah, man. You can get protein from rice. Where do you get your protein from as a vegan,
I get mine from lentils. Chickpeas and wild rice. Wild rice has more protein than regular rice.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, man. Appreciate you joining the show, man.
That shit was fun, man. Bro.
Yeah.
This is wild. I did not realize the videos you were gonna have, but
we get straight to it here, man. We get straight to it here. I got one more prayer though. Lord, we ask that you help Samira. We hope that you, we ask that you help these women talk about they rather have an overweight woman than a short man.
Well, well.
What was the third video? I can't remember. Oh, Lord, we ask that you help the white lady and Arby's.
Big Back Karen.
Help Big Back Karen find Sweet Green ASAP, no Rocky.
Well, well.
Who else
preach, preach.
Who else we got? I can't remember the videos now. Anyway, man. Oh, Lord, please help these Big Back cops. Send them back to the academy.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeye's?
Preach, preacher. No, that nigga be like, take your time, pastor, take your time.
Hey, yo. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Hey, bro.
We had church tonight, y'all. Look, the prayers. I told y'all, look, God put this together. I'm telling y'all.
Bro, I be trying to tell
the
people.
The Lord is rolling, y'all. For real.
Bro, I be trying to tell people, bro. Like, they, because people come on my post, they be like, you're going to hell. I'm like, you.
You have
what?
No idea. What?
Have you picked up a Bible?
Look, crazy, if they really picked up the Bible and read, most of these people really going to hell. The people commenting probably going to hell. More than likely. We're all lit draws on.
Yeah, bro. I was doing Bible episodes. They were actually great, and I was relating them to fitness, but it just wasn't getting the numbers, bro. So I had to put a pause on them joints. You got to get the numbers, man. It's still business, you know?
That's real.
So.
It's business, man. Put on that net.
For sure, man. Hey, man, appreciate you joining. You got any words of encouragement or, you know, motivation, whatever you can leave before you get up out of here, brother?
I will say this.
And plug in your social media after that, too.
I got you, man. If y'all want to follow me on IG at King Olajuwon 21, KingAlajuwon 21. You can find me on YouTube and Facebook at Rise and Rise Academy.
Yes, sir.
And we get right. We get right, man.
Right here, sucking that game, just ask you a question, bro.
All right. What do you eat with your lentils? Do you eat rice with your lentils? So I eat wild rice. So for y'all that don't know, protein is broken down into 9 amino acids. Chickpeas and lentils have 8. So to get that 9th one, it's found in wild rice and brown rice. But I like wild rice because it has more protein in it. So you get the quality. So I get about at least 30 some grams of protein with just lentils, chickpeas, wild rice. And I have my veggies on the side and I eat a lot. So that's how I'm able to gain weight. I was able to gain 20 pounds of muscle on plant-based diet. And I documented the process on on my IG and YouTube. So
that's good shit.
Real way. It works. It works.
Them Bible episodes help too, bro. These motherfuckers are more focused on the messenger that they miss the message. Keep on preaching, bro. Yeah, I'm going to do some more of the Bible episodes. I'm just not going to do them every week. You know, maybe, you know, a couple times a month. But yeah.
I think, bro, I like the way you did it tonight. You put the medicine in the candy.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's. I figured that's gonna be a more effective way for me to do it. So, that's really just what I've been sticking with for real.
So when you did the Bible, go ahead, bro. Like content, like how'd you do it?
So basically, I just I chose like 4, 5, 6 Bible verses, and somehow they related to fitness. So that could have actually been something physical. That could have meant something with discipline, something with hearing a message, not feel, it doesn't feel like it's sugar and sprinkles on it, right? Bible verse about consistency, Bible verse about patience. I pretty much did it like that, but it was some good stuff, man. Yeah.
So. That's wild, man. And I read the Bible every day, so I try to catch in some gems where it is. Like, I started all the way over. Like, I'm on the Old Testament. I'm in Genesis right now.
Yeah, nah, but that, I mean, that got the gems in it for real, for real.
Bro, you know, people don't know how God, today's scripture was talking about Noah and the Lord, bro, he was looking down on earth and talking about how much evil it was. He was like, man, I'm going to wipe all y'all out. Yeah. I'm wiping everybody out. So, and Noah was the only one that gave God grace.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know what, Noah, you and your peoples, I'm going to save y'all. Build that ark. Man, Noah lived up, 900 years?
And they was looking at Noah crazy when he was building that ark on top of that. Yep. But yeah, we ain't gonna go in there too much. It's another hour. But
I got you.
Brown Body said Jesus said he's the bread of life. He didn't mean keep on eating bread and become out of shape. Facts.
They was eating the white bread too. They wasn't even eating the whole wheat bread.
Oh man, I'm telling you, bro. Hey. Hey man, appreciate y'all joining the show. If you love that chicken from Popeyes and can't catch your suspects, don't watch the podcast. Shelly316.
Yeah, you gotta send me that link, bro. That's crazy.
Oh, man. All right, hold on, real quick before we go, I'm gonna just pull it up real quick for the people that never saw it because I know I'm gonna give it to you, Kobe, but just for them, if you want to see the Shelly episode, because I forgot the name of it, so I'm gonna just we just gonna all go to it together real quick.
Facts.
We're gonna go to YouTube, go to See Marty Fit. Go to live, and then it was I think it was this one. Angry Big Back BBW upset she can't fit clothes and fry hot pockets.
Honest.
Hold on, we'll go to Shelly real quick. That's not Shelly.
I was about to be like, nah, she come on the show. Oh, I gotta say that.
This is Shelly right here. If y'all here we go. That's Shelly right there. Nobody shaming, but that's Shelly. And Shelly. And all love to Shelly. Shelly, you might watch this episode. All love to Shelly. You came in here with the guns blazing, Shelly. So, I mean, you know, Spider-Mo, Seth, Brown Baldy, they all was at her neck. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
It was pretty fun, man. So go check out that episode if y'all want to watch it. But anyway, man. Hey, Kobe.
That's crazy.
You, man, bro. Appreciate it, bro. Drop gems. Great job, man.
Anytime, man.
If y'all want to go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. I've been going viral on X, just speaking facts. And that's my new platform now, Kobe. I've been pissing a lot of people off on X. So go ahead, follow me on there too.
Okay.
Of course. And hey, man, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast.
Come on, man.
If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If
Jelly.
You don't want, you hear me? If you don't want to get better, self-improve. If you want to eat hot dog cereal, if you want to eat Popeyes, don't watch the podcast. Yes. I'll be on here live again on Wednesday, 10 o'clock p.m. 10 o'clock p.m. I'm sorry, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Wednesday for sure. I might drop an episode tomorrow or Tuesday. I just got to stay on the lookout for that. But I'll for sure be back on here Wednesday, if anything. So appreciate y'all watching. Please, please, please hit the like button. Hit the like button, share the podcast with a friend. I'm going to catch y'all on Wednesday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.